Chapter 34.
"Hey, beautiful," Gav Grayling said as he came onto the training pitch below the Chromaria. "Want to go a few rounds? You're already sweaty." He waggled his eyebrows over deeply blue-stained eyes to show he wasn't serious. "This again?"
"Yeah, sure,"
Tia said, as if she'd missed the double entendre.
"Hand to hand?" he asked.
Right, not only could she never beat Gavin Grayling in hand-to-hand combat, but she wasn't going to wrestle him while he was being a jackass.
"Rope spear," she said.
He groaned. She practiced with a lead weight wrapped in leather rather than a spear point, of course, but he still had quite a few bruises from their last bout.
"All right," he said, "but I'm using a sword breaker this time."
Weeks had passed, with no contact from the Order. Tia's dread was only growing. Nor had Karis responded to the signals Tia had activated requesting a meeting. She must be being watched very, very closely. That didn't help Tia's anxiety. She'd filled the time with work and training, both open and covert. It filled the hours, but not the loneliness. Being abruptly finished with lectures, even if they'd been mostly inapplicable, and merely working, it was discomforting. She felt displaced even when she trained with the Blackguard. She thought that her goal had always been to be in the Blackguard, but now she saw that everything she'd wanted here paled in comparison to what she'd had in the Mighty. The rope spear was turning out brilliantly for her. It looked like and could be a distance weapon, which was excellent for a small woman. In reality, anyone who snagged the rope with a hand soon found it was also a grappler's weapon. Snag the rope, and you found Tia flipping another loop around your hand or head. Stagger back away from the entrapping loops, and you tightened the knot. Then Tia was on top of you, tripping you, throwing another loop around arm or leg, and then recovering the spear, blade, and ending you. They got started amid all the other Blackguards and trainees who were also practicing. This time Gav Grayling snagged the rope with his jagged sword breaker and threw it away from himself, a technique no one would usually try. He rushed Tia, but her panicky jerk on the encumbered rope somehow worked, whipping the sword breaker and spear point into Gav's legs as he charged. He tried to jump over the blades as he stumbled, but Tia slid sideways and flipped a loop of the rope up, catching his foot. She pulled hard as he was still in midair, and he crashed flat on his face. She rolled onto him and jabbed the spear point lightly into his back. He groaned, but didn't curse. "Round to you," he said as other Blackguards training laughed. As he lay on the ground with Tia's elbow holding him down, she said,
"You know we can't have a relationship, right?"
Damn it, she'd said it too loud. Some of the others had overheard.
"Who said anything about a relationship?" he said, keenly aware of the others.
They both knew how well that would go over with a commander. Fisk wasn't as inspiring a leader as Commander Ironfist had been, but he'd been a trainer. He didn't let that kind of stuff slide.
"I'm not your type," Tia said.
"Oh, and what's my type?" he asked as he stood, retrieving the sword breaker.
She went to stand right in front of him. She put her hands on his shoulders, then slid her hands down his arms in front of everyone.
"Hmm," she said in an appreciative tone, "your arm is so strong, but just the left. So I'm guessing this is your type."
She held up his left hand and shook it back and forth, then dropped it.
"Ew."
Everyone laughed at him. And he shook his head.
"Damn it, Tia. Why'd you have to go there?"
She hadn't meant to take his vulnerability and beat him with it. But she had.
"Yeah, no, Gav," Essel interrupted. "I don't know why you waste your attentions on her."
She tugged down the hem of her tunic to show off more of her substantial cleavage. Essel was famously insatiable. But she was also almost 20 years older than the young Blackguard and infinitely better looking.
"If you know where to look, you'll find those who are always up for a good ride."
His jaw dropped.
"Really?"
He couldn't help but look her up and down. She was a veritable Atarat to him. She licked her lips, and he was entranced. Just because it was forbidden to have sex with another Blackguard didn't mean it didn't happen. And if anyone would be available for something quick and dirty and temporary, it would be Essel. In a husky voice, she whispered,
"Why don't you, head to the stables."
Gavin Grayling must have blocked his hearing with his hopes, because despite everyone's laughing at him, he said,
"You'll meet me by the stables?"
"When?"
Gil Grayling put his face in his hands. For a ride, you dumbass. If you're looking for a ride.
Huh? Gav said.
I can't believe we're related, Gil said as the rest of them laughed.
Afterward, though, Essel came to Tia, falling in beside her as she cooled down with some fighting forms.
He flirts with you because of how you turn him down.
You know that, right?
Why would he?
Because you're safe, Tia. He would never dream of actually breaking his blackguard vows, and he knows you wouldn't either, so your ejections don't hurt, or not as much. It's fun to flirt with someone you find attractive anyway. Your practice for him to hone his confidence and his approaches, which, let's be blunt, need practice. If you like the flirtation, fine. If you don't like it, just once, seriously, at some time when he's not flirting with you, tell him that you don't appreciate it.
He'll stop. But don't. Don't you fucking dare take him to bed. There are ways to break even that rule, if the rule against sleeping with other blackguards.
Yes, but not with him, not for you. He'd fall in love with you head over heels, and that is what the rules are there to prevent. Last thing we need here is tempestuous young love and taking sides and grand gestures and burning resentments and all that horse shit. That is what gets people killed.
Why is this my problem? Tia asked. I didn't do anything.
She just wanted to be invisible when this sort of thing came up.
What do you want me to say, Tia? You're the woman. Can you imagine what kind of world it would be if we let men take the lead?
Tia saw she was kidding, but not kidding.
Fine. I'll take care of it.
No, listen, because you shouldn't go do this with a chip on your shoulder. You know the philosopher? His concept of zoon politikon?
Tia shook her head.
I attended my mistress's physical training, not her tutoring. My owners didn't want a slave girl to think I might be an equal to their daughter.
Essel waved that away. It was a discussion for another time.
We're social animals, Tia, all of us. Without a community, we can't reach our proper end, our telos. We can't become who we're supposed to be when we're alone. Those without a community become monsters. We can get stuck looking for a freedom that doesn't exist, because when you're part of something, the weakness of others puts a burden on you. Maybe even an unfair burden. But you'll put unfair burdens on your community too. And let me be blunt. You do. You're inexperienced, you're uneducated, you're colourblind, you're short, and you're weak. So in this thing, you're going to help Gav Grayling. Not because you're the woman, but because you're human. You're a blackguard. And our community, this precious little thing we have, helps each other grow and become the best as we can be. And maybe he'll never help you back, but one of the rest of us will. Or maybe we won't, and you'll go through life with your ledger slightly unbalanced. If you've got complaints about things being unfair, take them to my friends who died at Garriston in one fucking unlucky cannon shot. It's not fair. But so what? There was a scholar, more of a dramatist really, who said, hell is other people. He was right. And he was a fool. Heaven is other people too.
She smiled apologetically.
Sorry, I kind of gave it to you right between the eyes there, didn't I?
Tia said nothing, though she wasn't offended. It felt good to be treated as an equal by a full blackguard. Apparently she didn't need to say anything, though, because Essel went on.
It's something I've been thinking about a lot. Duty. Obligation and service and what we blackguards owe and what we don't. I mean, I loved Gavin Gile being my prison. He was like my big brother and father and Luxiat and the lover I could never have, all wrapped up in one. Believe me. I spent more than a few nights with a lover with my eyes tight shut, imagining it was him on top of me, or under me. That sounds wrong, because I started with the brother and father thing, doesn't it?
I knew what you meant, Tia said. I mean, he was our prison from the time I was a girl. I grew up on Gavin Gile.
Most heroes get smaller the closer you get to them. But he's gone, even if we find him. And surely he would have surfaced by now if he lived. I saw him, Tia. He was broken, fingers cut off, eye gouged out, starved. He can't be prisoned now. I don't know if I'd want him to be, knowing what he once was. And, you know, he's married, too. That fantasy should have died long ago, but it's dead now. And I don't think I want to be a blackguard for this new prism. You've heard the rumours.
No?
Ah, shit. Apparently being in her own world so much had some real drawbacks in the gossip circle.
That's right. You've mostly pulled duty with a white. Well, by order of the commander, none of the archers are allowed to attend Zaimun alone.
She tended her eyebrows at Tyr, lips pursed as if it was a significant look. Except Tyr had no idea what it signified.
Huh? Why?
Essel sighed.
He gets grabby. Won't take no for an answer. Samite nearly punched him in the face.
He laid hands on Samite?
The stocky, one-handed trainer didn't exactly seem like his type.
Oh, hell no, Gloriana, from the cohort behind yours.
Oh, sure, I was there at her swearing in.
It was odd to Tyr to already not be the newest, but they were inducting new blackguards as fast as they could.
If it weren't wartime, we'd already have had a number of the archers buy out their commissions because of him. That's actually what I'm thinking of doing, not because of him, though. Or more that he's not Gavin. I'm 35 years old, Tyr. I love the blackguard, but maybe it's time for me. I mean, after the war anyway, right? I want to get married. Not kids, you know, but a husband. The same man every night used to sound too boring to me. Maybe it still does. But the same man every day? That sounds, I don't know, warm, safe, nice.
She scowled ruefully.
But listen to me, go on. I guess that's another thing about community. When someone who filled a certain place leaves it, someone else has to stand in. Caris used to listen to my whinging. Now she's the white. It doesn't seem right to bother her with all this, you know? Anyway, sorry to unload. You're a good blackguard, Tyr. A good archer. I'm proud to call you sister. Thanks. I feel a lot better.
Tyr had said approximately 2 words.
Right, she said.
3.
Anytime.
4.
And take care of the Gav thing.
Tyr winced.
Right away.